As we head into another week of uncertainty, there are questions still. Will the governor sign it into law, veto it altogether, or call lawmakers back up to Hartford later this month for a special session to water down what is currently House Bill 5002? That's what we're talking about today. And this is probably the biggest, most controversial bill that passed both the House and the Senate, but has basically been sitting on the governor's desk, and he hasn't really said what he's going to do about it. He would like to pass something significant because, let's face it, we have a housing crisis. But he also has said, I wish I was part of this process in the very beginning, because there are parts of it he doesn't necessarily agree with. And he worries, certainly for people in Fairfield County who have really voiced their opinions on this, saying this is not the right kind of impact you want to have on our communities. He's not totally convinced that maybe House Bill 5002 is exactly right for everybody. So what will he do? Well, we're not 100% sure yet. He has kind of leaned towards doing a special session. But while we wait to see what happens in the coming days, maybe weeks, we've been getting perspective from really both sides of the aisle on this. Certainly the supporters of this bill, but more importantly, the bipartisan opposition of parts of or the entire bill altogether, from planning and zoning commissions to those who are running towns and cities. Again, we've had mayors and first selectmen and women who are of the Republican Party, as well as the Democratic Party. And a lot of it coming from Fairfield County saying this is not the right bill for our community. And so I wanted to have joined the conversation Senator Haron Gaston, who represents Bridgeport. And Senator, my understanding was when I looked at the tally of who voted for or against this in the Senate, you voted against it, even though you're a Democrat. You voted against this bill in the Senate. So I would love to know why and get your perspective. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be on this morning, Melissa. I first of all want to say, you know, after extensive deliberation about this bill, 5002, I voted no on House Bill 5002, and that concerning housing and the rights of homeless persons. And let me be clear, as you just mentioned, as you teed up the call, that we are having a national housing crisis all throughout the United States, and Connecticut is not exempt from that reality as well. And so Connecticut is in the midst of a housing crisis, the rising cost we know of rent, the insufficient housing supply, and the increasing rates of homelessness really do demand a bold and immediate action on our behalf as a legislature. And I think we have a moral and fiduciary responsibility to ensure that people have somewhere to live. I really fully support the goals of that piece of legislation to include expanding access, ensuring affordability, and safeguarding the rights of unhoused individuals. And I want to commend, the Housing Committee for centering these issues. I went back and forth regarding this because I really wanted to recognize the great work of my dear colleague with whom I respect and admire, Representative Felipe and Senator Marks, who I think did, a really good job under very trying circumstances, trying to negotiate a very complex bill. This was a critical piece of legislation really aimed at addressing the layering of housing and the challenges that we face across our state. I am the vice chair of housing, and I was eager to look at this comprehensive housing solution. But I think that, in the grand scheme of things, it was a very large and complex bill that I think needs a little bit more thought before we implement it. And so at the same time, I had to weigh, the feedback that I received from the residents and leaders of Bridgeport and Stratford. I had so many constituents reach out to me, local elected officials and members also of the Bridgeport City Council who raised thoughtful concerns, so much so that they came down to the Capitol and met with me and my colleague Sujata Gadkar-Wilcox, and their concerns really was around the need for housing reform, but in the same time, they were concerned about the implementation of it. So one key concern was the bill's restriction on local authority to require minimum parking in new developments, And while the intention to encourage sort of transit-oriented sustainable housing is one that I do share, the reality is many communities like Bridgeport and Stratford that I represent still face gaps in reliable public transportation. And so in such context, limiting municipalities' ability to require parking, I think, could lead to overflow, congestion, and increased public safety concerns around neighborhoods. And so that was one abstract problem that I wanted to point out. And additionally, I didn't like the bill because I thought that the bill's broad zoning override provisions were not sufficiently tied to affordability requirements. And that raised concerns that new development could really proceed without meaningfully addressing affordability goals or protecting against displacement. And so my vote reflected a belief that we do need stronger alignment between housing production and true affordability, especially in communities that are already doing more than its fair share. And I want to make sure that Bridgeport and Stratford were really not getting the short end of the stick. And to be quite candid, you know, being a senator in Connecticut, you know, we don't just represent our constituents, but we also have to do what's in the best interest of the greater good of Connecticut altogether. So I just want to be clear that I do believe, you know, that we must build housing, and I believe that we must act, and the time now is now to do that. But we also must ensure that we do it in partnership with other communities, with adequate infrastructure planning, and with clear, enforceable affordability standards. I really want to just say this lastly, that, you know, my vote certainly was not a rejection of the urgency of what we need to do around housing in Connecticut, but it was a call for continued refinement and collaboration. I do remain fully committed to advancing policies that increase housing opportunities while respecting the district needs of each community. And as the vice chair of housing, I look forward to working, you know, with the governor's office, with my Senate and House colleagues to tweak this bill to make sure that it is something that would be beneficial for the greater good of all of our 169 towns and municipalities.
We have Senator Haron Yasty here, who is representing both Bridgeport and parts of Stratford, and we're talking about House Bill 5002. You had mentioned your colleague in the Senate, Sujata Gadkar Wilcox, who also voted against this piece of legislation. And I thought you thoughtfully, if you will, really explained where you're coming from, Senator Gaston, which I can really appreciate. And I think it takes, especially in today's political climate, I think a lot of courage to go against your party in the sense, because you really went with what your constituents wanted. And I want to talk about, you had mentioned before, tweaking. You know, there are ways we could tweak what is currently being put forward and make it work for more of the 169 than what is currently there right now. And in particular, while I will say Democrats have said on this show, they don't love that we say it targets Fairfield County towns and cities, they are overwhelmingly the ones who are the most upset with the House bill. And that's where you're seeing, I think, a lot of bipartisan support in Fairfield County, where people are saying, look, we know there's a crisis. We need to address it. But some of the things you just mentioned, Senator, a lot of people agree with that. A lot of leaders in Fairfield County agree with that. So what would you do if we go into session in a couple of weeks or even less than that, and we get to water down, if you will, that's what the governor has called it, this bill? What would you suggest?
Well, one of the things that I would want to suggest, you know, I'm all about, you know, doing a methodical approach to this thing. I think that, you know, trying to do it in all one fell swoop and, you know, having sort of a one size fit all approach to such a colossal bill, I think while it has great intentions and I think that it's incredibly ambitious and we should be doing something around housing, I also think that we have to take into account and consideration our infrastructure needs and our infrastructure support for new housing across many of our towns. So I think one of the problems is, you know, some towns oppose more housing, not because they don't want it per se, but, you know, due to the lack of sewers, roads, and transit access. So I think one of the fixes we need to look at is to include state grants or matching funds for infrastructure in areas adopting higher density housing. I also think that we need to incentivize, not mandate, zoning changes. So the problem here is, I think, you know, the bill has blanket zoning overrides that create frictions, especially in small or rural towns. And, you know, I represent, you know, Bridgeport, which is a large city. However, I also have the town of Stratford that is more of a rural town. And so I have to take into account the needs holistically. And I think that one of the offers and the fixes there is that we need to offer bonus funding, sort of tax breaks or faster permitting for municipalities that opt in voluntarily, you know, for friendly zoning. I also think that we need to add displacement protection. So the problem here is, you know, upzoning can lead to rising rents. And I think displacement, which could actually be an unintended consequence. And so I think one of the things we should consider is requiring or incentivizing municipalities to adopt an anti-displacement strategy to ensure that they're protecting, you know, the tenants' protections, rent stabilization pilots, and the right to return policies for displacement of folks who might be residents. I also think that we need to set clear but flexible guidelines for local zoning. The problem is, you know, local control matters, but too much discretion also can block housing. I think that we need to use sort of a model zoning code or minimum density thresholds near transit, but allow local variations if it meets the housing targets. So kind of giving the towns a little bit more flexibility and taking away some of that flexibility from developers who may be well-meaning, but at the same time may take advantage of, you know, the situation that we're in right now in terms of us really needing housing and not giving towns and municipalities their fair share. I also think that we should ensure affordability targets are realistic and enforceable. So the problem is our affordability goals are often watered down and not enforced. I think we need to require sort of long-term affordability covenants, looking at state bond funding, property tax abatements, streamlined permitting, et cetera. But again, you know, I want us to continue to look at, you know, sort of what they're doing in Massachusetts. They have a similar kind of bill, but it's not as large as the one that we just put forward. I think the governor is right in some aspects of what he wants to do with the bill in terms of not taking sort of a one-size-fit-all approach. I do kind of like what the governor talked about in terms of creating priority housing development zones that set a minimum density of a certain amount of units per acreage for single-family housing, duplexes, townhouses, and multi-family housing.
Senator Gaston, have you heard any update? Has the governor set aside a date or time for a special session? The last time we got in touch, it seemed like that's what he was leaning towards.
Yeah, it seemed that way, but we have not heard anything as of yet. But I do think that our legislative colleagues really want to do something around this. This is so important to all of our towns and municipalities. They've put in so much work around this issue. We've listened to the voices of people from every nook and cranny from across the state of Connecticut.
Yeah,
and we
sure.
know that there's an urgency to do it, but we don't know it as of yet, but I think that everybody really want to get this right.
Yeah, no, I certainly and understandably so. Senator Gaston, I want to thank you so much for your time. Definitely keep us posted on what happens and look forward to having you back on the show really soon. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. You take care. Have a wonderful day.